So to begin this kindness experiment, I would like to start off with defining what kindness is, or the textbook definition of kindness. So when you go on the web, the definition of kindness reads as follows: the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. And we know from scripture that kindness is actually a fruit of the spirit. So why is it important? Because we are called actually to show kindness to everybody. It's not just something to be casual about, it's something to be intentional about, or else you could miss the opportunity and the calling. And life is all about relationships, so it's good to be intentional about acts of kindness. So the act of kindness that I chose to participate in was making sure that I was without a phone whenever I was talking to people. With social media in our world and how fast-paced everything is and how techy everything is becoming, it is really rare to sit with someone and to not have, and for them to not pick up the phone. There are many studies done about how social media and picking up your phone you releases a certain oxytocin and actual chemical release in your body that it's we're actually addicted to our phones. So I thought, what better way, because that is something that I'm genuinely passionate about, than to try acts of kindness by staying off of my phone when I'm engaging with certain people. So the first demographic that I tried this with was little kids. And by little kids, I mean 6 to 8 year old little girls that I teach dance to. Every Saturday, I get the privilege and the opportunity to teach dance to these young ladies, all of whom are African American, and like I said, ages 6 to 8. And they are all very familiar with TikTok. They all came back from Christmas break telling me all the iPads and the new gadgets that they got. And so these children are very tech savvy, which is to be expected in this world that is tech savvy. So the control in most of these experiments was that I would go some time without my phone, and then I would pick up my phone and I would see how their behavior changed. So the way that I tested it in this class was that for the first 30 minutes of class, I was not very in tune. I was on my phone every couple of minutes. I wasn't very, I was less social than normal, and I was in and out, or just not very focused on actually teaching. And these group of girls, they are not used to me behaving that way. Usually when I teach dance class, I am phone down, fully focused, let's go. But for the purposes of this experiment, I made sure to kind of dilute my attention and pick up my phone every once in a while. So that was for the first half an hour. I did that. I would pick up my phone, I would scroll, I would say, hey, give me a second, 1 second, or they would be going down the floor and I would be scrolling on my phone and I would look up casually. So the first thing that I noticed was that they immediately, like, it was like as soon as I picked up my phone, they were very like, it wasn't like they didn't notice. They noticed right away that I had picked up my phone. That was one. And it was every time that I picked up my phone, they had noticed that I was on my phone. There was a definite switch in after the fact that they noticed, I noticed a switch in them. So they would do things like be less interactive during the dance class. Like if I asked them to do a step and go down the floor, they would have to go down the floor one by one. If I were to pick up my phone immediately, after noticing, their reaction would be to be less involved in whatever dance step that they were doing at the moment. Additionally, there was what I would say a bit of a lack of focus as well. So if I was on my phone and I told them, hey, I need you girls to do this, and I picked up my phone, they would not get it done. It wouldn't be done. They would be there, or if it would be done, it would be done halfway. There would be a lot of talking in between. They would be, you know, kind of maybe practicing a dance from another class, things like that, as opposed to if I was maybe not even talking to them, but not on my phone. Or for instance, if I said, hey ladies, I need you to practice your dance step while I am figuring out what you're gonna do next. And if they saw that instead of being on my phone while they were told to practice, they would be more interactive. So it's not that I had to speak to them, but I actually would notice that if I was figuring out what dance steps I was gonna teach them next, or if as long as I was not on my phone and I didn't look like I wasn't participating, their participation and focus and attention was there. And I think that spoke a lot to reciprocity and what we spoke about, what I learned in class in regards to, specifically I'm thinking of the experiment that took place where just the small act of kindness was able to, when a person had a bad day, or in that experimental case, gotten bumped, when they were shown kindness, immediately their reaction tended to, it was influencing how they were responding. And so I noticed that a lot during the dance classes when I decided to pick up my phone versus when I decided to have my phone completely down for the classes. The next group of people that I attempted this kindness project with was actually when I was in St. Louis for a TDY trip with military personnel. We were all involved in a classroom setting and we had a week to learn. And we kind of got to know our classmates. By the end, we all had gotten to know each other a little bit better. And there were often times in class where we were paired with people, and it was a pretty interactive class. We definitely got to talk to each other a lot. I made friends with two specific people, or I hung out with two specific people. One was a Caucasian male who was about 50 years old, and he had a family of two, a wife and kids. And then the other was a 28-year-old Caucasian female who also had a family. Neither of their family members were with them during the trip, but these were the people who I drove to the airport with at the end of the trip. These were the people who I would get lunch with. These are the people who I would get dinner with after class and spend a lot of time with outside of class. So what I did when I practiced this, or when I experimented with this, it was often during a dinner setting. We would have a class during the day, and then we would have lunch, and then after class, we would often go to dinner, the three of us. So just like when I'm teaching, I was always taught when you are at a dinner setting or when you're eating that it is common courtesy to not be on your phone so much. So for the first half of the trip, I really was not on my phone at all during dinner, during lunch. I made it a point to actually converse with the people who I was with, and picking up my phone or scrolling social media was not something that I did in the car rides to dinner or at dinner. So with that being the control, I did experiment by being less engaged and being more on my phone. I spent almost an entire car ride on my phone, car ride to dinner on my phone, as well as I picked up my phone a couple of times during dinner towards the end, the later half of the trip. The first thing that I noticed was that when during the car ride trip to dinner, where I decided to be on my phone, the Caucasian male actually asked me, he said, "Hey, are you okay back there? You've been a lot more quiet than usual," which to me was, I kind of took pride in that because it was a good indicator that he was aware that I was less involved than usual. And so I took great pride in that. I related to what I learned about during the course in the lesson in regards to social IQ. Instead of him taking offense to me being on my phone, he actually found it more appropriate to ask me what was going on and to make sure that everything was okay, which it was. And I also thought about relationship management, which is something that we spoke about in class. It just so happens that this individual happened to be the class leader as well. He was designated the class leader of everybody during our tenure in St. Louis at the class. So this person obviously was very good at their job, and relationship management in regards to making sure that everything... attending to everyone and making sure that everything and everyone is in their place, and basically just knowing how to maintain and move accordingly in regards to your relationships was something that he actually exhibited during this experiment without even knowing that I could relate to the module and learning. And so that was the first thing that I realized, that he was actually receptive. And receptive in a non-aggressive way, but a way that displayed a high social IQ and relationship management skills. And it just so happens that he was a class leader. The second thing that I noticed from both individuals was that if I ever had gotten on my phone, the two of them would continue talking and I would just not be involved in the conversation anymore. Like, it wasn't like that they would stop talking and they wouldn't become less engaged in the conversation. It's just that I would slowly fade out of the conversation, which quite honestly made me feel like I was the eyeball out. So I felt like I should conform. Actually, that's relative to the module 4, where we learned about conformity and defiance. So me being the defiant person, because all three of us, our tendencies were to not pick up our phones, I kind of, by the towards the end, I kind of had felt like, you know, I'm the one out of place here, and I kind of wanted to rush the experiment and for it to be over, because I felt like I needed to conform. And I think this also speaks to an innate desire for connection and authenticity and between each other. It was very natural and genuine and quite easy to have conversation and for conversation to flow between the three of us. And even the two of them and the two of us, whenever someone might have had to step away for a phone call, just to kind of be present and having conversation. And I thought that it was really interesting that I actually wanted to, towards the end, I felt like I had a desire to conform, and I had a desire to continue the conversation as I became the one that was kind of like the outcast. Even though they didn't know it was an experiment, my desire was to talk and be actively involved in the conversation towards the end of the experiment. And then the third demographic of people, or really person, but I will include multiple because my family was involved, was my cousin, who is a 32-year-old male. And the setting of this was very casual. I go to our family home every once in a while, like once a month. and maybe a couple times, actually maybe twice a month, a couple of times throughout the month, maybe, you know, 2 to 3 times out of the month. So once a week maybe. And this, and usually I am very involved and very very intentional about being present and not having my phone when I'm speaking to my cousin. Now, my cousin is a techie and he is very involved in his computer. But I found, so he's content to stay on his computer and not really talk to anybody unless he is being talked to. But he does spend an ample amount of time on his computer. So for the first 20 minutes of the visit where I conducted this experiment, I was not on my phone at all. Well, no. I was on my phone. And for the first 20 minutes, I was on my phone. And when I was on my phone, it was like nothing really changed with him. Like, he kind of stayed on his laptop, and it was almost like we weren't even engaging really at all. But when I put my phone down and made an attempt to talk to him, we did talk more in conversation. He became less involved in his computer, and he actually began to invite me to watch what he was watching. So if he was watching something on his laptop, he had said, come over and I want you to watch, or let me tell you about this new show that I'm watching on my laptop. And he would make a point to include me in his behavior. And additionally, we had a room full of family members come over that day. Our aunt and my father, our aunt and uncle, my aunt and his uncle, who was my dad, also joined, and my grandpa joined later on that evening. And what I found was there was very little cell phone usage between anybody at that point. And this happened organically. I wasn't trying to test it, but I realized that when we were all conversing, there was a lot of pro-social behavior, which I could relate to the module that we learned about. There was a lot of laughter, a lot of conversation, and there was not really a lot of phone checking. A lot of reciprocity and conversation just flowed naturally. Each person would have something to chime in. There was really no checking of phones at all. Naturally. And then when the conversation started to die down, we started to pick up our laptops, we started to pick up our iPads, and my aunt actually wound up leaving, and there was just less conversation, and things just kind of eventually everybody kind of peeled off in to their own rooms. And this is something that was really intriguing to me because I didn't even plan it. It just so happens that we had multiple people there, and it was just really nice to see. What I noted was the heightened mood when everybody was engaging with one another. There was definitely a sense of similarity, not only in our upbringing and the fact that we were family, but the reciprocity that was experienced through the different conversations. And there was also, which was discussed or what we learned about, the need to belong. You could tell in the room that everybody there wanted to have something to say, wanted to chime in, wanted to participate in the conversation, and that what they were saying was valuable. And it was really a positive experience, and my mood was heightened after just experiencing the laughter of other people. And after spending time with family, without the use of cell phones and with the inclusion of others and intentional behavior like this, I actually received a phone call from my dad that where he said, you know, I really enjoyed the time that I got to spend with you. So that was really nice and unplanned, but also really reflective of the kindness experiment and the kindness project. I was really excited about that particular experiment. And In regards to demographics, we are all African American. My cousin, as I stated, is a 32-year-old male. My father is a 56-year-old male. My grandpa is an 89. How old is grandpa? About an 89-year-old male. And my aunts are 48 and 35. Or 48 and 40. Something like that. And so that was the demographic of people for the third experiment or third week of the experiment. And then finally, I tried this experiment in my workplace. The final person that I experimented with was is a coworker of mine. She is a 60-year-old African-American female, and she has the same job title as me, which is an administrative assistant or secretary. And just like with everything else, I do not really get on my phone when I talk to her. We both make it a point to speak to each other in the morning, to say good morning. We often have conversations. She will come to my desk, I might come to hers. And when we have these conversations on a normal basis, we don't really use our phones. We might reference our phones and say, hey, did you hear about this on the news, or did you hear about that, or did you see that on TikTok, because she does use TikTok. But generally, when we are together, we are not, and we're conversing, I am not on my phone and she is not on hers. So for the sake of the experiment, what I would do is, when she would come to my desk for her visit, I would just pick up my phone randomly throughout the conversation. I would still engage her, but I might pick up my phone and I might be answering her while I was on my phone or scrolling. And what I noticed was that immediately there was less conversation. So whereas our conversations might usually last 10-ish minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, whenever I picked up my phone, the conversation was notably shorter. There was less engagement and less involvement. I then noticed that eventually, she began to come to my desk even less. Because I kept it up as a trend for an experiment, she came to my desk less often. And then I also noticed that that's how it ended. She eventually started to come to my desk a lot less. But before that began to happen, what I noticed is she saw me on my phone, she would begin to reference phone involved activities more. She would start to talk about TikTok a little bit more, what she had seen on TikTok. Again, what I can relate to, what we have learned as a means of inclusivity, kind of like she wanted to talk and she wanted to be engaged. She wanted to be involved in whatever I was doing, even in conversation and community with me, even when I was on my phone, which was really nice. And I noticed that, and it was interesting to me that even though I was in the moment, if you would say, not being so kind, and I would pick up my phone, that she still wanted very much to talk and would reference TikTok and things on my phone as a means to stay connected. That's what I noticed. Eventually, though, she did stop coming to the desk as frequently, and the conversations did seem shorter, were shorter actually. And so that is what I learned. I learned the importance of kindness. And I also would like to note the book, a book called The Anxious Generation. It's a brand new book, and it talks about social media and technology and mental illness and its effects on children. So I'm really interested to read that book and to delve deeper. I really do have a passion for face-to-face interaction and for connecting with people without a screen, even though there are places for screens, for screen time, and technology can do amazing things and spread a lot of positivity. I think it's really important, especially in today's society, with the way things are headed and the temperature of the temperature of technology and the way things are headed, that we stay focused and make intentional decisions to remain kind. I think that it is so beautiful that we can be kind in ways that don't cost any money, like staying off of our phone. And I hope to incorporate this and continue to incorporate this and be even more intentional about the amount of time that I spend on social media, especially when I'm in the presence of loved ones. And I really enjoyed myself, and I do not take it lightly, my call to be salt and light in this earth and to be kind to one another. And it is comforting to me that I can do that by something as simple as making sure and being intentional about showing fully up and having my full presence be involved and active listening when I am speaking to one people, when I am people, whether I know them or not, just when I'm in contact with them, when I'm passing them by, just making an effort to really be present and be in the moment with them. And so that is what I learned for this kindness project. I was very excited to participate in it. And yes, I hope to continue to be kind to everybody that I meet and to make this more of a lifestyle than anything.